Colombia's northernmost region, La Guajira, is dry with desert landscapes. It's prone to drought and food insecurity, particularly in rural areas. In recent years, the economic crisis in neighbouring Venezuela has pushed over a million migrants across the border, including 165,000 people into La Guajira. The influx of migrants has put a strain on host communities, where food is limited and natural resources scarce. That's why in 2018, the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations decided to act. FAO's Anaïs Otan has the details.
Alina Arrieta sits in front of her hut, overlooking a field of beans.
En el departamento de La Guajira, casi a la frontera.
The 50-year-old farmer worries the soil is too dry and this harvest will be a bad one. Here, in the village of Montelara, in La Guajira, Alina, a mother of four, and a few hundred families depend on agriculture and livestock for their livelihoods. Colombian-born Alina moved back here to the country's northernmost province after living in Venezuela for 30 years. She recalls her life over there where she had a business and lived comfortably until the economic crisis.
We decided to leave Venezuela for the reasons that everyone knows. It's no secret. It's because of the current economic situation there. That's why we decided to leave Venezuela, and that's why I'm now back in Colombia.
Since 2014, some 165,000 Venezuelans have arrived in the province of La Guajira, Colombia's most vulnerable region. As FAO's Nicolo Lombardi explains.
It is a region where access to water is an issue, and also there are recurrent droughts affecting the population, and especially the Wayuu indigenous communities who live in the area.
The arid land and extreme weather events make it difficult for people to grow crops and rear livestock. And the influx of migrants puts further strain on the limited resources and food security. That's why in 2018, when forecasts indicated a strong likelihood of drought in La Guajira and an increase in the number of migrants, FAO decided to act. The UN agency's Early Warning, Early Action Team and the Colombia office rolled out a program to support and train farmers to boost food production.
We're talking about drought-resistant crop and fodder seeds, veterinary services, feed and treatments for livestock, hens for egg production, and also the rehabilitation of wells to set up micro-irrigated community fields for the production of different types of crops.
The lush green community garden is a stark contrast to the dry, dusty surroundings. Alina took part in one of the FAO trainings where she learned new farming skills.
For us, this support has been really great. We learned to till the soil, we planted yuca, beans and fruits like melon. We also have vegetables, chili peppers and tomatoes. And we learn to grow food for our animals, like this fodder, this sorghum, and many other things that we have learned.
With tools and seeds from FAO, Alina has now successfully replicated what she learned on a plot of land that she rents out in exchange for a share of the harvest. 125 kilometers northeast of Montelara lies the village of Guayabal. Fidelia Pana has lived here her entire life. The 61-year-old woman stands under the blazing sun, proudly showing off her cabbage field.
We were taught how to sow, how to till the soil, and how to use goat manure for fertilization. We also learned how to remove weeds and how to irrigate, because here we suffer from terrible droughts. We now have a cistern to water them, and later on, we plan to use watering cans. We already managed to harvest a good part of what we sowed.
Thanks to training provided by FAO, local livestock owners are now able to provide basic veterinary care to their animals.
Our animals are in great shape because we give them vitamins. We give them to our animals when one of them gets sick. Now they take antibiotics, whereas before we used to treat them with oil, salt, or whatever we could find. We didn't know how to treat them. The FAO veterinary officer who came here taught us how to treat them and gave us animal feed. Our animals have put on weight. They are now in great shape. They eat and drink sufficiently.
Different ethnic groups took part in the training, including the Wayuu people, the country's largest indigenous group, as well as Afro-descendants and Venezuelan migrants.
Working together in the same field helped strengthening the cohesion, the social cohesion between these different groups. We were able to reduce possible tensions that may arise in a context where you have increasing competition in the unskilled labor market, and you also have soaring food prices and migrants coming to the area without land and without job opportunities.
With these new opportunities and increased food security, FAO is helping to improve the livelihood of everyone in the community and thereby mitigating the worst effects of the crisis. Back in the village of Montelera, Alina reflects on her new life here in Colombia.
También hay altos y bajos acá en Colombia.
We have had ups and downs, but at least I'm with my family now. We managed to achieve something that might only be small for some, but for us, it's enough. Thanks to the help of the UN agencies, Colombian people like me and also Venezuelan migrants now feel more at peace on this side of the border.